Dreamscape presents Sweet Lamb of Heaven by Lydia Millet. Narrated by the author. Chapter 1. Hallucinations, Even in the Sane. When I insisted on keeping the baby, Ned threw his hands into the air, palms forward. He looked like a mime climbing a wall, one of the few times I've ever seen him look clumsy. Then he dropped his hands and turned away, shaking his head. It was a terminal shake. Afterward, his schedule got fuller, his long work hours longer, his attention more completely diverted. And I have to admit, it wasn't just him who turned away. After we differed on that point, the point concerning the baby, I began to give up on Ned, too. So I was alone preparing. It had been an accident, technically more his fault than mine, but who's haggling? And once it happened, I felt I needed to accept it. I wanted to. I drove by myself to buy the various infant containers. I chose the doll-sized pieces of newborn clothing, set up a nursery, and glued stars on the ceiling. I crept in at night sometimes to see how they glowed. I went alone to doctor's appointments to listen for the heartbeat and see the first pictures. And when the time came, I went through labor with mostly just medical staff keeping me company. Ned did stop by the hospital, apparently, and spent some time talking on his cell phone in the lounge. But he stepped out again for a work lunch, later for work cocktails, and finally for a late work dinner. After dinner, he drove home and went to sleep. None of this was too far beyond the pale, I guess, when it comes to...